The shiur is about the pasuk. And I wanted to emphasize, of course, since we spoke about Darchei Noyam, the first half of the pasuk, now we want to emphasize the second half of the pasuk. V'chol nesivoy seho shalom. And here in particular, this nekuda of v'chol nesivoy seho shalom, you have a very important Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi takes us directly into the famous controversy which is still raging, whether you can make an Eruv here in Brooklyn. How did that happen? Because it says, B'chol Nesivoy Seho Shalom. All its paths, whether it's Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid, it's Shalom. Everything is Shalom al Yisrael. Of course, unfortunately, that which should be Shalom maybe is not such a Shalom. But let's see where it comes from. So we will begin with the words of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is brought down by the Smag and subsequently by many Rishonim and Achronim, some Rishonim also, but mostly many Achronim. What does the Smag say? If you take a look in the first page in the notes of the Yerushalmi, it's about a little more than one third of the way down, page one. You see it? Rabbi Yerushalmi, Erevin, Daf Mem Tesom, Beis Mefarish. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This is a maim of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is right in between the Tanoim and the Amoraim. And, you know, when people make a siyum of Mishnayis, they finish with Maseches Uksin, and they say, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Osak HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'han Chil Shai Olamos, and I always point out that they better say the last Mishnah in Uksin before Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also to make the siyum. Because that additional thing, it may not be considered a Mishnah. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says here the following. Mipnei ma ma'arvin b'chatzeres mipnei darkei shalom. Why do you make Eruv b'chatzeres? And the Pashup Shad of the Yerushalmi sounds like, why b'chlal was there a takona of Eruv b'chatzeres? Zokta mipnei darkei shalom. And he tells of a Maisa, this Yerushalmi tells a Maisa, whether this itself is part of the words of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi or a continuation after Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ma'isa be'isha acha shehoisa doiveves l'chaverta. Dalit vav veiz is a soine, an enemy. There was a woman who was another woman's enemy and they were shechenim one to the other in the same chotzer. So what happened? V'sholcha eruva b'yad v'noh. She sent the Eruv, they had to be mitzdarit, so she sent her Eruv to the house of that neighbor so that she should be able to carry. Nosvase, she took the Eruv, the neighbor who was an enemy saw the son of her Bar Plukta, and she developed a feeling for him. Here he's bringing a present, as it were, he's bringing something into her house, a food item, and she grabbed him, and she kissed him, and she hugged him. So he came home and he told over that this lady next door, she didn't know what to do with me. She kissed me, she hugged me. She loves us so much and I didn't even know. I was mentioning yesterday in the shiur that I gave in Borough Park about Aaron HaKohen being the more ideal shaliach to come to Bnei Yisrael, because he was the Oyev Shalom, the Reidev Shalom, and everybody loved him. And to such an extent that Chazal tell us that he would make Shalom between Ishla Ishtai and between Ishla Reyehu. He would go over to one and say that, you know what the other person says about you? That you're wonderful, that you're terrific, you're a tzaddik, you're brilliant, you're everything. And they would say, really? That's what they said about me? And then he would go to the other one, of course, Nishkishtog, Nishkifloig, and Mishanim, Mipnei Dakishol. And himself saying, Zigivon, I have him Zelazet. So I remember when I learned this when I was a little child, when I became a Rav, I said, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. So I went over to a person who was in a big machlekas with another fellow. And I said to him, you know what the other fellow said about you? He says, I sure do. So I said, no, he said that you're wonderful, you're terrific. From the Medrash. So he says, Rabbi Kahn, I also know the Medrash. Who are you trying to kid? In a million years, he would never say that about me. And he's entitled, because guess what I say about him? The same. It's familiar. So I got from there a Meiridika Hadracha. You know what I learned from there? That you have to be Aaron HaKohen. In other words, Nisht Ale Metodin are good for everybody. It apparently was that his aura was sufficient. The words almost didn't matter. And Vaharaya, it says there, where did he get that Koyach from, by the way? So it's hard to answer such a question. Aaron HaKohen, V'daf Ksitalim V'medamantim Nomen. But where did he get the Koyach from? Mitzad that Medrash. So the Medrash says that he never criticized anybody in his life. It's pile point. The Teretz is, he was Meichiach with anti-Teichacha, with love. And that Koyach, to be Meichiach with love, was so powerful that it reached a point that when somebody, the Medrash says this, when somebody was about to do an Aveira that day, and Aaron walked by. He didn't say a single word yet. He just walked by. And he said, how could I face Aaron tomorrow morning and I have done such an Aveira? And he decided not to do the Aveira. That is the ultimate Teichacha, which comes from the ultimate Ahava. So I was saying yesterday that this person should have been the Shaliach. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlachma biyad tishlach. So I'm saying over here, it's a Meir Dikazah. The Medrash is telling a story that's it's astonishing. The two people can't stand each other. That there's an Erev. Everybody knows what an Erev is. So the child brings their Erev to the house, and all of a sudden, it's nice him that are not b'chol yoy. It's certainly, you bring an Erev into somebody that, why are you bringing it into my house? Since when did you become my friend all of a sudden that you're bringing it into my house? Bring it into somebody else's house and lazmer up it. So why that didn't happen in that particular case, no one will know. But the Maisa Shehoya in the Yerushalmi is a Maisa Shehoya. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that the tachlis of an Erev, normally he means they should have been geyser because of the possibility that you'll end up carrying Dalet Amos B'shus HaRabbit. Because it is, in a certain sense, a public domain. Because the chotzer belongs to everybody. And my bias is my private domain. So when I go from my bias into the chotzer, there's a problem that it might look like I'm carrying Bishus HaRabim and teach people that you're allowed to carry Bishus HaRabim. So they made a takona. But he says the takona was to solve the problem. Why didn't they leave the Gzeira the way it is? Leave everybody in their house and tell them, in your house you can carry. In the chotzer you're not allowed to carry. Gamarnu. End of story. Kamash Malon. That the Eruv is necessary for Shalom HaChotzer. That's what they're really saying. And the Maisa Shehoya is merely a super corroboration. Not only is the negative no good, because if everybody's forced to carry only in their houses, then there'll be much less commonality, there'll be less, you know, in other words, a house is a house, and a bungalow colony is a bungalow colony. Says Anandazach. So the positive effects of the Eruv are kind of emphasized by this Maisa Shehoya. But the point of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi doesn't really require the Maisa Shehoya. Because if they would have made a takona not to carry, it would have had negative consequences. The Chotzer would be an unhappy place. Azei is mashma. And in fact, that's what the Yerushalmi seems to be saying on the surface, that that's a reason for the takonas Eruvin altogether. So take a look at the smag. Smag at the beginning, from the beginning of this page one. The perik hador daf ayin aleph amid beis in erevin, the perik chaloin daf pei amid beis also in erevin. Aminon shamishtatfim b'movu yitzrichim l'arif chatzeros shaloi l'shakeach toiras erev minatinoikos. You have all of the houses leading into one chotzer. And then you have a series of chatzeres that lead into one mavui going into Rishus HaRab. So the question is, can you carry from the chotzer to the other chotzer? Can you carry to the mavui? So the Gemara says, you had to make, besides a day of chatzeres, a shituf mavoyes. So then the shaila is, once you made the shituf mavoyes and combined all the chatzeres together, yesh b'chlal masayim on it. So if you can carry from chotzer to chotzer in the mavui, you certainly can carry within the chotzer itself. So why do you have to do both? The halacha says that not only do you have to have a sheet of mavui, but in each chotzer you have to have an eruv chatzeris as well. So the Gemara says, mipnei atinoikos. What does it mean, mipnei atinoikos? So take a look in the Rambam. Mavui she'irvu kol ha'chatzeru shaboy, kol chotze v'chotze b'fne atzma, v'achakach nishtat v'kulam b'mavui, shokach echot m'pnei chotze v'lo irev m'pnei chatzeru lo hifzit klum, sharei kulam nishtat v'u. Because they had a sheet of mavui anyhow, besides the Erev Chatzeres. One person didn't join the Chatzer in the Erev Chatzeres for that Chatzer. So normally, he wouldn't be permitted to carry. But he can. Why can he? Why? Because since he participated in the larger context of the mavui, to be mishtatif in the mavui, al hashituf saimchim, v'lo yitzrichu la'arev chatzeres im hashituf, Elo sheloy lishakeya chatinoikis toiras eruv v'harei irvu b'chatzeres. So he says there was lemaisa an eruv chatzeres. In this particular case, one person out doesn't matter, because the whole point of having eruv chatzeres is l'chatchila not so necessary, because you said you had a sheet of mevoyos which is yesh b'chlam masayim on it. But why do you have an Erev Chatzeres anyhow? Because the child doesn't know about the Mavui. And he'll think you're allowed to carry in a Chatzer. Stop. Because it's not a problem. So in order for him to know that there's a din of Erev Chatzeres, Chazal insisted make an Erev Chatzeres even if you have a sheet of Mavoyis to cover the larger area. But what if they did have an Erev Chatzeres? Just that one person was negligent? So then he can carry because there's no problem of Leitish Takeach. The people in the Chatzer know that there's an Erev. So the Tinoikas won't ever forget because they see the Chatzer's Erev. And they know that the Chatzer had an Erev. Memela, in this particular case, one person out doesn't matter because there is anyhow the sheet of Mavois. Correct? No, then the person can't carry.
Just Chatzeres. This guy.
So he can't carry if he's no, doesn't join the Erev.
I see the Chatzer.
No, that's a Takona Mitzar Atzmai. What they're saying is like this: the mipnei atinoikas issue is only when you're already covered by the sheet of mavui. If you don't have a sheet of mavui, then the chatzer is meikar adin required. Then it's not a question of mipnei atinoikas anymore. So this is what he says. So this is what so he quotes Rashi perek chaloyin, pirush Rabbeinu Shloimeh perek chaloyin, Rabbeinu Shloimeh shaloy l'shakeach toras elu v'chatzerus mitinoikas haboyim. Hilkoch mekelinon bein lahachshir b'shiare eruv mekelinon bein lahachshir b'shiare eruv kol shehu. There's certain halachas about eruv that they were mekil. I'm not going to go into that right now. He quotes the Rambam. Any alim perigalof halacha yutes v'chein pirush Rabbeinu Moshe v'noisin tam l'fish ein ma'arvim v'pas ela b'chotzer l'fikof ein atinoikis makivim ma'u shituf ha'movui l'fikof kem nishtatfu b'movui v'pas soim chumalov. So the details we're not going to into now because we have to learn a lot about Shituf Mavois and Eruv Chatzeres and what Macholim work and why. But the bottom line here is how he learns Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So he says, the next paragraph afterwards, Pirish Rabbeinu Shloimeh, so whatever the Shaloy L'Shakeach Toras Erev is, they made them make an Erev Chatzeres even when it's redundant because you already have a Shetufay Mavuos. In this context, the Baha quotes the Yerushalmi that we just mentioned at the beginning of the Shir of Yerushalmi v'chulu, and it says Zehu Mashu'ama HaKosuv Dorcheo Darchei Noyam V'chol Nesivoseho Shalom. The end of this paragraph. Pirush. What is the pshat of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi's whole Torah here? This is critical. Ma she'ma'arvim b'chatzeres achar she'nishtatfu b'mavui do'yveves soyna k'moy ba'al devova oma k'moy imoy siper li'imoy ma she'osa soloy. He's translating the Yerushalmi. But in the translation of the Yerushalmi, what are the first words that he said in his Pirush? So he says, so he says a very unusual thing. He says, since they were mishtatif in the Mavui, why do you have to have an Erev in the Chatzeres as well? The way the Bahag learns is Neirev Ha'oyim. Because the Bahag is saying, why did they bring this story if all you want to say is a major reason for Erev Chatzeres in general? again, the Pashup Shad is that Erev Chatzeros are a Gzeira, and we should follow the Gzeira and not be allowed to carry in the Chatzer out of fear that you'll end up carrying Dairaisa. So they should have left it that way. There are many Chumras Midrabbanan that don't have solutions. They just are a Chumrah. We follow the Chumrah as a Siyag to avoid the possibility of falling into the pit of a Dairaisa problem. Correct? So why here? This is the Pashup Shad of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which the Bahag rejects. Why here did they make a takana to make an Erev Chatzeros? In other words, you have to do the Erev, but if you do the Erev, you are allowed to carry in that area. Correct? Why didn't they leave it with the Chumrah? Period. Don't carry. Right? So the answer is, because if you force people to stay in their houses, everybody carries. They carry handkerchiefs, they carry keys, they carry this, they carry that. They want to carry food, they want to sit out in the yards, they want to sit in common with one another and talk, of course, Divrei Torah, nothing else, but, you know, that's what they want to do. So if they want to sit together and talk, and they carry their coffee or their tea or their this or their that or their sparim, then you're not going to be able to do that. It's going to seriously impinge on the quality of life on Shabbos, and it's going to make frustrations and antagonisms. So to be Leman Harbis HaSholim, that's the Pashup Shad. Leman Harbis HaSholim, they were metaka. So if that's the case, there are two problems, says the Bahag, implicitly. One of them he says befeish. The other one is more implicit. The other one's a little bit implicit, but it's shtickle befeish. He says the Chazal didn't give that reason for takonas erev v'chatzeres. It doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that they were metaka erev v'chatzeres to keep the peace, to make people feel good about going into the chatzer with all their implements on Shabbos, with all the things you're allowed to carry. Food, svarim, this, that. Secondly, what is the Maisa telling me? If the point is that the takona of the Erev to begin with was to be Mar B'Sholim, what is it telling me? It's a peculiar story. We don't need that story. Push it. If you force people to carry only in their homes and they won't be able to carry into the chotzer, you're cramping their life and you're making them miserable. That's what Reb Shuvan Levi should have said. So the answer is, says the Bahag, you're mistaken about the whole Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi never said that that's the main reason for Erev Chatzeres. And he's not going against Mishnayos that don't mention such a reason. And he doesn't have to give such a story if that's the point. What was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's point? He wants to know why in the end, if Shituf Mavoyos is there in place in that particular situation, why did they insist still on making an Erev Chatzeres? The Sheet of Mavoi takes care of it. And this Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, you know why? Because there's a positive value to making the Erev itself, even if you would be allowed to carry without the Erev. What kind of positive value could there be? Because you have to put this food into somebody else's house, and guess what? There was a Maisa Shahoya that happened, and they became in love when before they were fighting like tooth and nail. So that makes sense, the Maisa, because the Maisa is telling you what the Tayelis of using the Eruv, of providing the Eruv. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that it increases Shalom to make the Eruv itself increase in Shalom. Again, in that particular context, you would have been allowed to carry into the Chatzer anyhow, because you have a Sheet of Mavui. Since you're allowed to carry into the Chatzer, you don't need any other explanations. Avadet will be Shalom al Yisrael in terms of the comfort level of the people. But in terms of making Shalom between neighbors, you have to have the actual Eruv. So they insisted on making the Eruv. It says, Mipnei Atinoikos. So he says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi can give another reason besides in the Gemara. You understand? So Memela, that's him. Take a look in the Meiri. Zot the Meiri. V'afal pisha be'iru v'chatzeres miyo enkan mitzvah kol kach. Mikol mekoim srach mitzvah yesh bo v'derech sholem v'chiba k'shem is ariv im chaveroi v'nasin ke'echad. It's crystal clear that now that the Be'iri brings the Yerushalmi, that he does not learn like the Bahag. He's not learning in the peculiar case of Shituf Mavui having been in place. Why did they insist on Erev Chatzeres? Because then you bring the food into the neighbor's house and you make peace. He's talking about the Iker Erev Chatzeres concept. Why did the Chachamim not leave the Chumrah of the Gzeira not to carry in a chatzer? Why did they allow it with the trigger, with the eitzah of Erev Chatzeres? So he says, making an Erev Chatzeres might not be the biggest mitzvah in the world, but it's a derech shalom, because Misarev in Chaveru v'nasin ki'echod, and he quotes the Yerushalmi, v'aderech shalom v'betalmud ha'mayrav, v'pnei ma'omru ma'arvim b'chatzeres. And notice in the Yerushalmi, it doesn't say, b'mokim she'yesh shituf mavli already. It says, tam, mipnei ma ma'arvim b'chatzeres. Why didn't you leave it at the chumra level? Mipnei da'ke shalom ma'isa b'isha achas v'chulu v'chulu. And then he adds, v'oid, sh'roi l'chassidim la'arev, shema yishkechu v'yotziu. Okay, ma sh'amru, right? Mavua the diary be trey gavri ravrevi, kerabonon loy levi be'erov, v'loy shituf. It's a question. And I bring the whole Gemara and Erevin on the bottom in the footnote. Right? There's a whole question we say in the Bamei Madlikim, the Mishnayos that we say by Kabbalah Shabbos, right? Shoshadron Sochoma, Isartem, Eravtem, Hadliku Esaner, Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Enu Hashecha, etc. So in the Kula of Bein Hashmoshes, it's because it's a Darkei Sholem Inyan. You see clearly that the Meiri learned that it's Meikar Adin, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is an explanation for the whole idea of the heter called Erev Chatzeres, and not for the very narrow case of an Erev Chatzeres we already have in Shituf Mevayis. The Marsha says the same thing. He said, and this is very beautiful Marsha. The Marsha is at the end of Maseches Erevin, the last piece of Marsha. And the Marsha is not in Chidushi Agadis here. He's in the Chidushi Halachas. But the Marsha ends with a flourish, the Inyonim of Erevin, and he says as follows. The Isa Hossam, and I quote the whole Yerushalmi, Fatsam Dritten Ma, on the same sheet. Now go weiter abissel, Bitoich Kachos Ushalim. So the paragraph line that begins Umakshinan bazeh the hotaima de ruve chatzeres mishum the bottom rishus miuchedesu the chatzer rishus kulam hu the gazru otem rishus hayoch rishus harabim da avedoy maloi, and that's why you make an erev chatzeres. So why are you giving your own reason? Ubismag bilchus erevin kosev lefarit yivu yosham mit neimar bchatzeres. And the Smag said, if the Mishnah says that the reason for Erev Chatzeres is to prevent you from falling into the trap, in other words, Erev Chatzeres is like Gzeira, apparently total Gzeira they didn't want to do. But they made an Erev Chatzeres, even though Ba'atzim you're allowed to carry in the Chatzim, so to prevent you from carrying Rishus HaRabim. So why does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say another reason for Erev Chatzeres? So the Smart says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is not talking about the general reason for Erev Chatzeres. He's not going against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the reason for Erev Chatzeres is because they didn't want people to carry without an Erev, because they'll forget and they'll carry Rishus HaRabim, so they made this Eitzah. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi is going on the specific and narrow case where there already was Shituf Mevoyos. Why did they want to make an Erev Chatzeres? For who dochuk? The Marsha says that Amoy Rabo Litin Tam Acher Mitam Ashoni Kvar B'Mishnasenu V'Oid D'Loy Lishomit Loy Makein B'Mokam HaMishnah B'Perek Chaloin Loy Sip Tam Acher Al Shinoi HaMishnah. He's not happy with anybody. Right? Lo yoyel nami bebatrim shebechotzim lechotzel lechotzah afilo yedei erev pas. In other words, what's this business of erev pas? Doesn't have any makor in the Doraisa. If you're so afraid that people will end up carrying in Rishus Arabim or from Rishus Ayochid into Rishus Arabim, then don't allow the carrying altogether. What is this idea that you're allowing to carry with an Erev Chatzeres? Make the Gzeira and stick to the Gzeira and do not allow carrying Bechlal in the Chatzer or in the Mavli. For this, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi comes. In other words, he's saying as follows. When the Mishnah asked, why do you make an Erev Chatzeres? They were telling you because there's a fear without the Erev Chatzeres. The Maharsha says, but they didn't answer one question. Why do you want to make an Erev Chatzeres altogether? If you're afraid, stick to the fear and make a Gzeira and say, don't carry. That's the best way to solve the problem. In other words, why are you saying you need an Erev Chatzeres because otherwise you won't be able to carry? Don't make the Erev Chatzeres and Taka don't be able to carry, and that'll be your Gzeira, and then you'll prevent any possibility of Chilul Shabbos. Because he's not going to carry from the house into the Chatzer. He's certainly not going to carry from Rishus HaYochanan into Rishus HaRabim. So in other words, the Erev Chatzeres is not a Chumrah, it's a Kula in the Chumrah Drabbanon of not carrying. So why is there that Kula? Why did they make this Takana as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's contribution, says the Maharsha? And it's taka true about every Erev Chatzeres. Not in the rare case of Shittuv Mavoyis plus Erev Chatzeres. So he says, because of Sholem, that's what he says. And look at the next paragraph, skip one line. Maisi mehach uvdo shal yidei eruv apas, shergila chaver to lishloyach al yidei b'no, rasa isha azois hakavona shesholcha eruv shalol lebeiso liyos lehem reyus ve'akva b'neyem, val yidei kach noshka es b'no, lohitzi miliba hasina, shohaya lakvar. Shuv gam chaver tal yidei kach osas ha-shalom imoy, hadohu d'ksiv, d'ocheo ad'achei noyam, v'chol nesiv ha-seho ha-shalom. So Bekitza, what we've accomplished until now is that there's a machloikas between the Smag and on one side and the Meiri and the Maharsha on the other side. Maharsha, of course, explains it much more fully. What is the meaning of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi's statement and what is the Maisa Shahoya that they bring in the Yerushalmi meant to corroborate? According to the Maharsha, Bekitza, it's very simple. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi comes to explain why didn't they leave the Gzeira and say you're forbidden to go Mibayis L'chotzer and Michotzer L'movli. Why was there a whole inyan of Erev Chatzeres to be Matir, the Gzeira? Leave the Gzeira alone and then you'll be secure that there's no carrying the Doraisa level. So the answer is, they didn't want to do that because they didn't want to cramp the people and make them feel that they can't walk out of the house carrying anything at all into the courtyard of the various houses that come together in this courtyard, in the Chatzer. And since Batim were built around the Chatzer in those days, so therefore it really severely hampered them. And therefore it's Mamayit in the Ava, V'Akva, V'Sholem, V'Reyus, and that the Chachomim didn't want to do. So on the one hand, they made the Gzeira that without an Eruv you can't carry. But on the other hand, they gave the Takona, the Eitzah, that with an Eruv you should be able to carry. The Gemishnah is telling you why without an Eruv you can't carry, because you'll end up being Mechal Shabbos. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in Yerushalmi is giving you an explanation of something else. Why, after the Gzeira, did they make the Heter of Takonas Eruv Chatzeres? That's the Maharsha. And the Bahag says that that's not the case. It's just the narrow story of Shituf Mevoyos V'chulu. The story itself, frankly, as I mentioned earlier, sits better with the Bahag. It really does. Because if you're just going to explain a simple point, that without any Erev at all, you won't be able to carry into what? Into the Chatzer. He doesn't need such a story. It's very poshut. People who are sequestered in their homes and the lady can't even take out the baby with the carriage, she's trapped. She's trapped the whole Shabbos in a house which could be very small. She can't even go into the yard that's public. Maybe she doesn't have her own yard. Not every house has a yard. And if it does have a yard, like the the apartment houses, so the yard belongs to the whole building, etc., etc. So Mamela, you don't need to tell such a story with sheep, because there in the story she brought the Eruv itself into the neighbor's house through her son. So it's more mashma that the question is, why did you need to make the Eruv when it's not necessary? Because the Eruv itself brings shalom. Not the institution of Eruv Chatzeres. The physical Eruv was brought from one house to the other, and they happened to be enemies. It's a very strange story, and in many ways we would imagine it's far-fetched, that's suddenly Sinem, and all of a sudden because of this they become Ayavim Zelazer. But Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. So that's what he says. So this story fits much better with the Bahag. Okay. You know very well that there was a certain tkufa when Reb Menashe Klein paskened that you're allowed to carry with an Eruv can be constructed in Brooklyn. An Eruv can be constructed in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, in Borough Park, in any part of Brooklyn. We are not talking about a place like Seagate, for example. Reb Moshe himself supervised the construction of the Eruv together with Reb Shlomo Hyman, Zichrono Livracha, because that has physical mechitzas and there's a gate in front and the guard doesn't let you in unless you identify yourself, etc., etc.
It's part of the political thing called Brooklyn, the county of Brooklyn.
Even so.
Unlike the Forest Hills, Kew Gardens,
yeah,
things.
Even so, the mitzvah is that piece, right, and that's what he says, Reb Moshe, don't compare it to Seagate, where I gave a head. And Reb Moshe, after seeing all the points that Reb Menashe Klein made, so he wrote a tshuva, which is published in one of the latter svarim of Reb Moshe, Zigris Moshe, where he goes point by point in great detail, and he disagrees with all of the reasons that Reb Menashe Klein gives, and he comes to the maskana that you cannot make an Eruv neither in Flatbush nor in Borough Park, and that's what many people who understand and appreciate the authority of Reb Moshe, and that he was Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael in the Pesach Hador, no matter how great anybody else is, and nobody's taking away the covet from anybody, but Kvaydam B'Mekayim Munach, you just can't go against Reb Moshe in such a serious inyan, because if he says you can't do it, then you end up carrying, and you're over various Yisurim de Rabbanah. So, in the tshuvas, there are two tshuvas in Chelek Hay, a Simen Chav Ches and Simen Chav Tes, which I bring for you the relevant portions to our Chodachi Noyam V'chol Nesivay Seh Shalom. One of the issues, there are two issues that were dealt with that are not technical issues, but concept issues. And they were that, is there a good thing to make an Erev? Is it a good idea in general? So there are Zelu Umazel. When you make an Eruv, and there are people who know that there is an Eruv, versus the people who don't know that there's an Eruv. For the people who don't know that there's an Eruv, it could very well be training them that you can carry on Shabbos. For people who know that there's an Eruv, that's not a problem. Now, if you have a chotzer, and everybody knows each other, and everybody knows what they're doing, so they all know that they made an Eruv chatzeres, right? Or if you have an Eruv of Turas HaPesach going around the whole place, they see the Turas HaPesach because it's in the backyard. That's where it is. And it's combining, you know, two properties or something. But when you have a city, do you know where the Eruv is? Reb Moshe at one point here says, maybe if all the Batei Knesios have signs that say the Eruv is up, maybe that's good enough too, because at least it tells people there's such a concept as an Eruv. And they'll ask, what's an Eruv? And you'll tell them, otherwise you're not allowed to carry, but we have an Eruv. Maybe, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this with just tongue in cheek, or maybe it's even for real. It could be that a good solid machloik is about an Eruv, where everybody hears about the Inyan, might also be like a sign up in the base medrash. I don't know. But I mean, you know, there are signs up in Borough Park in a couple of places where, the carrying is rampant and many are matir. Although I don't know if that's going to last forever. I hear that some people have some hirhurei tshuva about this inyan. But be that as it may, something that not mekubal al yaday all the gedolim, even bizman hazeh, even people who are talmidei chachamim muvhakim here and now and very much alive, it's not a very nice thing to have an Eruv. An Eruv should be something that everybody's masking to. And if there's a Gadol Ador that says everything is fine, so people are masking. But if there's a machlokes about it, and the Gadol HaDor of the past certainly said no, it's not so pashut. I'm not taking sides here at all. Of course, I don't let anybody who carries come into my Beis Medrash. Because that's the psak that I follow. And after all, it is my Beis Medrash. But the fact is, if somebody's in the street and he's carrying, I don't go over to rebuke him. Nor do I stop to talk to him. Because I don't want him to stop and then start again. Of a lemaisa in Borough Park, there are many Talmidei Chachamim who feel that you're allowed to carry, and the Hamoinam that follows these people are certainly innocent. And the question is it beneficial to their knowledge of Erevin, or is it detrimental to their knowledge of Erevin? That's one point. Then the second point, which is sort of a corollary of this, what about all the people that you're saving them from Chilul Shabbos of carrying because they don't know any better, or they're bad, some not Shomer Shabbos? And then the question is, if they're not Shomer Shabbos, am I mechuyev to worry about them and make an Erev for their benefit? That's all one topic. The other topic, and that's our topic of Kol Nesiv HaSeir Shalom, one of the arguments that was made and is still being made is that the women especially, with their babies, they have the chance to get out of their cramped apartments on Shabbos and walk and stroll in the streets. This is for them Mechayim Mesim. And it adds to Shalom Bayis in their own homes, and it gives them the opportunity to meet with their friends, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. And that is all positive and good, and is enough of a reason to establish Erevin v'haraya, the Mais of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, and the story Mipnei Ma Tiknu Erevin Mipnei Dafi Shalom. So, Reb Moshe, interestingly enough, per se, mitzad that argument, you see that he feels that maybe that is a point. Maybe that does have some value. Take a look in the Igros Moshe. I found very astonishing that this pasuk in Mishlei that we happen to be learning, Drachei Darchei Noyam, takes us on such a journey. You know, it brings us all the way till this inyan of Erevin Bizman Hazeh in Brooklyn. So in Ois Chaf Aleph, it's a very long tshuva. In Ois Chaf Aleph, im tzorich l'shtadol l'takin Erevin Bizmanenu mitzad tzorich ha'in shilotzis mibateyem. Ma sheherich b'chiyuv lasis Erevin l'hosim michshol the gam l'harbos on a Shabbos. He's talking about Reb Menashe Klein, that in his tshuva, which was positive to be able to make the Erev, besides all the technical issues of Shusarab Daraisa, Bekimba, Shishin Ribui, all of that stuff, he also gives a positive reason why should we bother altogether. If there's controversy about it, let's leave it alone. He says, no, there's a very important reason. There are several important reasons. So Reb Moshe responds to that. Ma Sheherich, Reb Menashe Klein, he means. Bachiv lasis Erevin lasim michshal, to prevent people from being michshal. And he points out that it's not necessarily, Reb Menashe Klein, it's not necessarily people who are not interested in Shmirah Shabbos. People forget that their handkerchiefs, people think they're allowed to carry their keys, to take a key and make a brooch out of it and put it on, you know, on your lapel, or use it as a belt clip. It's not everybody does it, and it's not so easy, v'chule, v'chule. So he says, Avada, it's very, very important. So he writes, the gam laharbos onik Shabbos al yedei sheyuchlu lotzeis mibateyem imati noikos, v'lo yitztorchul yez kluim bebayis, they won't be prisoners in their homes on Shabbos. Women who don't have an opportunity to come to shul because they have babies at home always feel that pressure. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, because they can't take their strollers anyhow to shul because the babies will make noise. But the idea is that being cooped up in the house is not a good thing. And if you're cooped up for 24 hours, 25 hours, you could go crazy. So stir crazy. So the taina is lo yitzdarkul yis klum b'bayis. So he says, "Av Moshe, av b'medina zu ein tzarech mamish, ki hakol nokel lohachin b'bayis al kol haShabbos uregilin lohachin asher b'shul zeh leka shum tzarech l'shum adam b'ohelam." So he says, as far as needing something and having to carry it from one house to the other, he's masking. I mean, everyone should be masking that today. That's not an issue. All the preparations of Shabbos are in the house. I don't need, you know, can I borrow a cup of sugar? I don't need any of that. But he says the point of the women being imprisoned in the house, after this, yeah, reason. Next paragraph. Avovada yesh tzorech b'shvil haratzen agadol sheikol inshu b'prat l'nashi, for the women, sheyuchlu lotzis l'tayol imatinoikas. Well, the Harbi Inshileka Avchotze Kotten Leila Kishami Matinoi, because they don't even have a little space to call their own. The Gam Harbi Inshi Yereim Lotzis Meabayis Beloy Mafteach Bekisam. Vavshika Eitzis Lasis Tachshit Meafteach Eklishimish Lubgodav. He's masking with Vatirchalahem. Shigam Bishulze Yeshlahachshiv Tzorich Latakin Erevin. Avshavadai Einoi Tzorich Kolkach Meishahoyu Beurup. Some people would say it's a bigger tzorich as far as the babies are concerned. Aval u'ma zeh, he writes, ika tzorich lehefech. Darei b'shvil zeh lo yedu klal she'ika iser ha'tzorah. V'zeh vadei she'iser ha'yoyse gadol hu la'ashkiach ha'toyrah. And he quotes a Yam Shel Shlomo b'bekama with his fantastic dekiyos. The Gemara there talks about ha'shor she'nogach es ha'toyrah, right? So you have, what happens if one of the animals, either way, in either direction, belongs to a guy. You know, is a guy's animal gored a Jewish animal? I mean, an animal that belongs to a Jew. And the, you know, the famous Eben Ezra, so he says that Ben Buta, one of the Karaite grammarians, said, how do you touch this puzzle? Ki yigo shor isha shor yeyu? A shor gored or bumped into his friend, the other shor. Shor Reyehu. So he writes there, Ein l'shor reya elo ben buta bilvad. The only friend that a shor has is ben buta. Today I imagine he'd have a whole bunch of people from the PETA organization. But the shor doesn't have a reya except for ben buta bilvad. So I don't mean a Jewish shor and a goyish shor. I mean a shor that belongs to a Jew and a shor that belongs to a goy. So the idea here is that the halacha changes from what you would expect if it was a Jew's shor against a Jew's shor. And they had Gedolei Roimi came and they taught them Torah for a very long time, and they came back and they said, everything in your Torah is true, but this thing we don't like because Meman of Shach. And v'chulu v'chulu. So it says there, and the Yam Shel Shlomo corroborates that even though it might be a sakana to tell the truth, how, by the way, this reconciles itself with the Ma'aseh of Yanei HaMelech, with the Shivim Zkenim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even inspired them that they should all make the same corrections. This you have to, that's not our Asik right now. But Yam Shel Shlomo says Rav Moshe, that even if it's a can bring to a sakana, you cannot be mezayif the Torah. If somebody asks you, what does it say in the Torah, you have to tell them the truth. This is what the Torah says. So Bekitzer, he says, you're not allowed to bring into a matzah where a person will misunderstand the whole idea of carrying. And if you make such, and he writes, afilu l'nachrim b'ayfen shuruchus l'chashiv, m'chuyiv l'hashiv k'din av she'ikach shash sakana. Ach l'nachrim misabe b'shitu shrak l'hashiv sh'loi k'din asav, aval eino m'chuyiv l'hashiv loy av she'mizei yita ha'nachrim. In other words, if the Nochri makes a tolls on his own, you don't care. But if a Yisrael makes a tolls, because he's walking all over and he sees people carrying like crazy, so he doesn't see the Erev in front of his eyes, because the Erev might be miles away in a place like Borough Park or Flatbush. And he's in the center, and he doesn't see anything. So he could think you're allowed to carry. The Yisrael of Adi also rak ligroim shalo yedu mizeh. Use telephone poles, use bridges, use this, use that, use natural inclines. In other words, he's saying you use the geography of the terrain of what you have already for other purposes, and you don't see things that are made especially for the Eruv. So therefore, how do you even know that there's an Eruv? So people will think that you're allowed to carry without an Eruv. And therefore, it's not a good idea. So he says, there are places where you do have to fix the actual Erev, but who's going to see that except the people who live across the street? Yeah, that's what he says. So he says that this idea of making an Eruv has positives and negatives. He does consider the idea that the women will be able to get out as a positive, but nevertheless he says You can go in the opposite direction also and say that because of that, the whole inyan of Erev and of Hotzah will be forgotten. So the next tshuva is mentioning the point. Look at the bottom of the last paragraph of Moshe Tshuva. Avol b'shanim ha'achronos hiskilu litvaya sheyitaknu erevin. They started demanding erevin. Why? Machmas shanoshim mitzdares harbe bazeh b'pnei sheminias hanohu tzar gadol lahem b'pnei hergelus lius mufunakas. I don't know if all the women would be masking that they're mufunakas. They would say that when you have five children, the oldest of which is seven, kemen gut meshugavaren, if you have to stay in the house. And Vaharaya, in those families, the husband is never home. Always learning in the base medrash. He says that there may even be women, chas v'shalom, that they get so stir crazy that they can't take it anymore, and they go out with the kids. Meaning, I don't think he means from women who are going to carry mamish. He means that they'll take out babies that are very young, and the baby's going to sit down in the middle of the street, maisa shahoyah, always, because it's a little bit too early, and he doesn't really know how to walk. And he's going to sit down, and the mom is going to say, get up, and he's going to say, heh, heh, heh. And that's how it's going to go in and salik for 20 minutes, until finally, out of frustration, she picks him up, and before you know it, she's walking along. So he says, you see that there might even be such a chashash also, right? V'schil v'shul zeh, v'kama mekoymes l'takin erivim, v'shayach l'achshiv k'she'ika har be'toivim l'tzayrach, v'yeshu lo'y mekoymes sh'shayach l'achshiv gam l'tzayrach godol, v'shayach l'arav ha'mekoymi l'idah zeh, v'mkein v'aday lo'y shayach limchais, v'ulay yesh gam l'shtadl b'zeh, ar tzoluch lodun al ha'mokim l'asar sh'am tikin erivim. He's talking in general, but of course he doesn't change his mind about the possibility that you can't make such an Erev even if you wanted to. But you see that Reb Moshe is masking, that's what I wanted to show you, that the inyan of Erev brings certain kulas and comfort levels which fall under the rubric of V'chol Nesiv Esel Shalom and are subsumed under Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's point B'pnei Matiknu Erevin because of Darkei Shalom. So it doesn't necessarily have to be to make peace between neighbors. It could be to make peace with yourself, and make peace with your children, make peace with your husband and wife. So that is also in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, of course, implicit. Okay. But I wanted just to finish with the Rambam, which itself is the siyum of Hilchus Chanukah, which was not so long ago. And it happens to be, coincidentally, the end of Sefer Zmanim as well. And the Rambam is very fascinating here because the Rambam compares Ner Chanukah to Ner Shabbos. If he only has enough for one, what should he spend on? Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos? And of course, there are many contradictions between the two because Ner Chanukah is the Efshel Ishtamish Bohem and the purpose of Ner Shabbos is Dafka to be Mishtamish Bohem, to provide light so you can see Shalom Bayis. So we know that Shalom Bayis is Adif. So therefore Ner Shabbos is Adif. Very fascinating that the first set of halachas, rightfully so, of course, in Sefer Zmanim, is about what? Hilchus Shabbos. What are the last halachas in Sefer Zmanim? The Derabbanan that doesn't even have a Sefer to it, Hilchus Chanukah. So from the beginning of Zmanim is Hilchus Shabbos, Ner Shabbos. The end of Zmanim is Ner Chanukah. And now the Rambam brings the two together in his last words in Sefer Zmanim. So the Rambam says, Hoyu lefun of Ner Beisai, meaning Ner Shabbos, v'ner Chanukah, oy ner beisay v'kiddush hayoyim. Interesting. He now talks about ner beisay kiddush hayoyim, even though now la'ocha belongs to the Shabbos. Ner beisay, ner Chanukah, I understand. But the Rama puts them together, ner beisay koidem in both cases. Why? Yishum shloim beisay. And then he adds the following. Why is so important about Shalom Bayis? Interessant. What is he asking? Everybody knows that the tachlis of Ner Chanukah is Pesumei Nisa. That's Kiddush Hashem. So he says, Kiddush Hashem, yes, but you see that Shem Hashem is willing to be Nimchak. So the argument of Kiddush Hashem of Pesumei Nisa falls away in favor of Shalom Bayis. Zokta Sharei, Hashem nimchak lasa shalom, he means by saita. Lasa shalom ben ishli ishtai. And then he adds, Godol hashalom, shekal hatayra nitna lasa shalom ba'olam. Shenemar, docheo darcheinoyam, v'chol nisi v'yseo shalom. We started this whole sequence when we started talking about the Maharal and the Maharal in darcheinoyam. So we pointed out that the Maharal's idea is that you can't look at Torah as a blueprint for making everybody happy. Because human happiness is not necessarily consonant with the Torah's agenda, which is infinitely more universal and impacts in a positive way always, but only as Hashem understands that positive way, no way that we could fathom it, and certainly not what impacts upon me, ani hayochid hakotam. And the Maharal repeats this point many times. Nevertheless, we found in a number of places lahalocha by Darkei Noyam that they and there are hundreds of other examples. We would be busy with Darkei Noyam for months if we went through every one of them, where the Paiskim include the idea of Darkei Noyam when they make a decision which way to go in halacha and what the orientation of the Torah is. The Torah's ways ought to be ways of pleasantness. When it comes to Kol Nesiva Ser Shalom Godol HaShalom, so it's the same thing. And the various medrashim about Shalom that I mentioned a little bit later in these sheets corroborate this idea, Shemay Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom, the Tachlis of Yisrael is Shalom, and on and on and on. And therefore, the idea of Drachel Dachinoyim Bechol Nesiva Ser Shalom, that Shkola Torah Nitna Lase Shalom, is definitely a Yisait. That part of the inyan of the Torah is to always foster shalom. And that's why the Gemara is very concerned, what about the machloikasin that people have that lead to vehement arguments with one another in Limud HaTorah itself? So that's the Chazal and Kiddushin that everybody knows, and we had it once earlier, that as Vahev Besufa, says the Gemara, Vahev is Ahava, Besufa is Besaifa. The kind of machloikas that leads to incredible ava in the end is very legitimate and is not only not a contradiction of shalom, but talmidei chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. And you know, there's this joke that goes around that there's so many machloikas in between talmidei chachamim and they always have to be making shalom. So memela talmidei chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. So that, of course, is not only not true, but it is a canard. But believe it or not, I found somewhere, I have to remember exactly where it was, where he says something almost me'ein zeh in machloikas and in halacha. That the marbim shalom is that there's the pilpul and dibuk chaverim that you find in all batei medrashim. I say this and you say that, and all of a sudden, no, how could you say that? And no, how could you say this? Of course, it has to be, remember, we spoke about this idea that a person who is learning for his own sake and wants his ideas to be heard, that's not... What does the pasuk say? Oz nidberu yirei Hashem ishal reyo. Why the nifal nidberu? It should say oz dibru, because dibru means I'm telling you. Nidberu means what do you have to say? And the only way that you could have ayakshev Hashem vayishma vayikaz b'sefer zikarein is if there is a nidberu relationship, and that's why talmidei chachamim that at noyim lahagu kovid zeh bazeh they were eliminated, says Rav Aaron, because the Torah that they created was warped because it was lacking the midei shatayr and the dreshes by the kinyonei hatayra. I mean, because it doesn't have that dibuk chaverim that comes out of shalom. I want you to hear my idea. You're not going to listen to me unless I hear yours. All right, let me hear yours already. But I don't even hear it. I want you to get past your word so that I can get my 2 cents into you. That's not called nidberu. That's called dibru. That's not going to bring shalom. And that's not vesvoye v'sufa. What Rav Aaron Kotler added is that's not kosher Torah. Because the Torah that comes out of that doesn't come out of a clarification. It comes out of an obstinacy where you insist on what you have to say. You don't even hear the problem. You don't even hear the kasha. And that cannot possibly lead to emes Torah. So the idea of Uchol Nesiv Aser Shalom in Limud HaTorah is even in the etzem chefts of Torah, there's a nafkamina. So kol haTorah kula was nitna, say in the limud and say in the hanhoga, bein adam lechaveiro, bein adam lamokim, kidei laharbi sholim ba'olam, shenemar, tocheo dachinoim chol nesil v'sholim shalom. I want to add one thing, because it's relevant to what we said. There's a whole discussion about oisa sholim b'mroimov. the Medrash says that even the Malachim have conflict. Now, when we speak about conflict, it doesn't mean they get into fights. It's not an emotional thing. It means that the Malach Gavriel and Malach Raphael have different agendas, and sometimes they have to relate to the same inyan. So how do you reconcile that? So there's an inyan of Oysa Shalom Bimroima. It's a pasuk. Pasuk in the Yev. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is Oysa Shalom Bimroima. I always point out that when we say Kaddish, we say a change in the grammar when it comes down to earth. Oysa Shalom Bimroima with a base. Hu Yaseh Shalom Bonu, it should have said. With the same base. Why does it say Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu? Or Lehefer. If it says Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, it should have said Oysa Shalom Almeroima. The answer is very pashut. Because legislation of Shalom can happen in heaven. Hashem says, you get together with you so that I can bring a Barad that has Eish and Mayim Bevasachas on Mitzrayim. And there's nothing to discuss. That suddenly the two forces that are opposite each other get together, Shalom al Yisrael. But when it comes to human beings, there's Bechira Chavshis. And by human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't legislate. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give all the recommendations in the world. 2,000 mentions of how important Shalom is. One Medrash after another, one Rishon after another, one Akron after another. Ad Hayoyim. But if you don't make Shalom yourself, there's nothing Ribbono Shel Olam can do for you. He can give you Siyata Dishmaya, he can facilitate it, he can bring the people together even, but he can't clinch it. You have to clinch it. That's why it says, Oysa Shalom Bimeramav, but Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, meaning it hovers over us. Ufrois Aleinu Sukkah Shlemecha. You can have the Sukkah, but you have to get into the Sukkah, and you have to appreciate the Sukkah, and you have to make the Shalom. That's why it says, Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, and not Banu, and it's a tremendous Musa Haskel. No matter how much Hashem wants it, we have to make it happen.